जतेधांसि सनिग्धग्ने भस्मस्थात् सुरूपे अर्जुन ज्ञानाग्नि सर्वकर्माणि भस्मस्थात् सुरूपे तथा यथा एज एन एज ईधांसि मीन्स फ्यूल सनिग्धग्ने ब्लेजिंग फायर भस्मस्थात् turns into ashes, just like blazing fire. Whatever you put into it, any fuel that becomes turns into ashes. Similarly, jnanagni, when your fire of knowledge will be ablaze, then sarva karmani, all reactions of your what will be turned into act. Because the reaction of our karma, reaction of our work, is the cause of our bondage. There are good work and bad work. Here it is stated, sarva karma. Sarvakarmani means either good work or bad work. There are reactions of bad work and there is reaction of good work. But a person who is going to be liberated from this material bondage, for him, both good work and bad work are reprehensible. There is no need of reaction of good work also. In this material world, we are attached to perform good work. Not all. Those who are in the modes of goodness, they want to do some good work in the material estimation. And those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, they do work, bad work, passionate work, work in ignorance. But those who are going to be Krishna conscious, they have no need either this good work or bad work. Why? Now, either you enjoy the reaction of good work or bad work, your material bondage is there. Suppose, by bad work, I am born, because according to work, there are different position of life. Janmai sarja sutasrihi redhumana parpuma. By good work, we get a good heritage, but in a very good place, in a high family, in this family, aristocratic family. And with bad work, we may get our birth even in the animal kingdom, a lower graded family, poor family, these are basic estimation of good work and bad work. But for a person who is going to be Krishna conscious, he has no need either for good work or bad work. Because he has no need of bondage again. Suppose I am born in a very aristocratic family, very rich family. That does not mean that I am getting free from material misery. Just like we are sitting here, some of you are very well situated, some of you coming from rich family, and some of you may not be so rich, from middle class family. But the temperature of this day is equally keeping. There is no consideration that here is a person who is coming from rich family, so the temperature should be lesser for him. No. Therefore, for either we enjoy the reaction of good work, either we enjoy the reaction of bad work. We have to accept this material body. And as soon as we accept this material body, we have to undergo the material misery. But our whole program is Dukkhalayam Shashvatam. Lord Krishna says, Maam Upetta Kauntiya Dukkhalayam Shashvatam Nāpnubanti. You find in the 10th chapter, the Lord says, anyone who comes to me or gets me, Maam Upetta, gets me. He can get Krishna in this life also, by Krishna consciousness. Just like you get into touch with government if you are engaged in the government service. Similarly, if you get into the transcendental service of Krishna, then you get into Krishna. Krishna says, Maam Upetta Kauntiya. Kauntiya means Arjuna. Oh, the son of Kunti, after attainment of myself by a person, then what is the result? The result is Maam Upetta Kauntiya Dukkhalayam Asasatam Nāpnubanti. He does not get any more to this place of misery. The whole thing is now jñānāgni, knowledge, fire of knowledge. That fire of knowledge does not burn in our mind, you see. Therefore, we accept this miserable life as happiness. Because there is want of that knowledge. Just like a dog or a hog cannot understand what sort of miserable life is passing on. He thinks that I am all right. I am enjoying life very nicely. That is called covering influence of material energy. A person who is suffering, just like he will find in the Bowery Street, there are so many drunkards lying on the street. Oh, they are also thinking, wow, we are enjoying life. But others who are passing on cars, they are taking sympathy on him. Oh, how miserably they are living. But that is the way, covering influence of material nature. I am in miserable life. May I accept it? Oh, I am very happy. I am very happy. This is called ignorance. So, when one is awakened to the full knowledge, he understands, I am not happy. I want freedom. Oh, there is no freedom. I don't want to die, but there is death. I don't want to become old man. Oh, there is old age. I don't want diseases. Oh, there are diseases. These are the problems. But due to our ignorance, we set aside all the big questions of human problems. We take a small problem as very important. We take economic development as the most important thing, forgetting that how long I shall live here in this material world. So 50 or 60 or 100 years. So economic development or no economic development, my life will be finished. Suppose I develop my economic life in a very high, accumulate millions of dollars, but when I leave this body, I leave everything. Then again I take my birth according to my real fact, either in poor family or old, rich family, or even animal life. That is, there is no guarantee. This is knowledge. One has to acquire this knowledge. So, unless this knowledge is awakened in our mind or in our consciousness, but then whatever we are doing, we must consider that we are being defeated. Defeated by the influence of material nature. So here Krishna says, Jnanagni, Sarvakarmani, Vasmasvat Kurute Tatha. As soon as I understand my position, that I want freedom, we are trying to go to the moon planet, but because there is no freedom, we are failing in each every step. Although you are advertising the paper, now it is 2 years more, 2 years more. The Russians began to sell land in the moon planet. That's in 1965 we shall go there. But 1965, now it is going to 1967, now they are silent about selling land in moon planet. The thing is that we want, that is our nature. We want to travel. People are coming from India to America, from America to India. So we want to travel freely. That is my right, because as spirit soul, there is a word in you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvada. Sarvada, when a spirit soul has the potency of going anywhere he likes. Anywhere he likes. There are actually those that attain perfection in yoga. Of course, that is not the highest perfection. In persons, those who have attained perfection and yoga, they can travel in any planet. And the perfection of yoga is indicated like this, that a yogi dies according to his own will. He is not pressed to leave this body, just like ordinary people. They leave this body under the pressure of nature's law. So they get so much power when they find that now I shall leave this body. They fix up in which planet they will go and they transfer their soul into that planet. That is the highest yogic perfection. And hardly you will find such a yogi. My point is that the living entity has got this tendency to move freely. To move freely. There are living entities in other higher planet which is called Siddha Loka. We get this information from Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Siddha Loka planet, there are also living entities or human beings like us. But they are so powerful that without any help of aeroplane or without any help of Sputnik, they can travel from one planet to another. They have got this information. So, when we are free from this material bondage, we have no information how much powerful we are. We are satisfied here by manufacturing something quickly. That we are very much satisfied that we are advanced so much in material science, without knowing that, without any help of this Sputnik and aeroplane, I can travel all planets. That potency I've got. But how that potency we can have, that is the thing we should culture. jhana. And that can be achieved by jhana, by knowledge. The knowledge, for knowledge, everything is there. We have to accept that. But therefore, formerly people used to observe penance, austerity, for attaining perfection. Now here, in this age, such austerity and penance are not possible. Are not possible. Because our life is very short and we are always disturbed. Prayana alpa ayusa kalau vasmin jirejana. Kalau means this age. The age of worry and insufficiency. This age of our kali. Kali means the age of worry. We fight on insignificant questions. We fight. Therefore this is called kali yuga. So in this yoga, we have got very short period of life. That day I was reading from the 12th chapter, 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Perhaps some of you who are present. But in this age, the life will be reduced from 20 to 30 years. We have to wait for that time. So, gradually, things will deteriorate. Therefore, in the Kali Yuga, the yoga practice or the sacrifice and the very pompous worship of God, that is not possible. People have got short life, they are always disturbed, they are disturbed with material disturbances, diseases, and they are unfortunate also. They are not very fortunate. Mandya, samandha, matayo, mandha, bhajya, upadruta. Mandya, they are very slow and also unfortunate. This very word is used in the Bhagavad. So therefore, in the Kali Yuga, if we want to get all this advantage of knowledge, then the only way is to become Krishna conscious. To become Krishna conscious. That will help us. If that Krishna consciousness is ablaze, that Bahunam Janmanamanta Janvanam Prabhupada is, if we can surrender and Krishna and fully become Krishna conscious, that's the example Arjuna showed. He became Krishna conscious. Then our knowledge will be ablaze and all the reactions of our good work and bad work will be turned into ashes. We shall be purified. Nahi jnanena sadvisam pavitram yaha vidyate. The Lord says again, there is nothing purified thing in this material world except jnana, the knowledge. What is that knowledge? That knowledge that I am part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, my business is to dovetail myself with the Supreme Consciousness. I am individual consciousness and I shall be dovetailed with the Supreme Consciousness. That is God. This is the purest thing in this material. Everything is contaminated here by some modes of material nature. Even the modes of material nature of goodness, that is also another kind of contamination. And what to speak of the modes of passion and ignorance. Even goodness, in goodness one becomes enlightened. He becomes enlightened about his position, about the matter, about transcendental subject. But the defect is there. Now I have understood everything. I am all right. He wants to stay here. That means a first-class prisoner. He's offered all kinds of facilities in the prison house. He thinks, now I'm all right. So, in the modes of goodness, that is also a cause of our bondage. That we have to transcend even the quality of goodness. Even the quality of goodness we have to transcend. That transcendental position is Krishna consciousness. The transcendental position is also beginning. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma, I am not this matter. But that position is also unsettled, because Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasotati Nakankhati Samas Parveshu Bhuteshu Madhvakti Lavati Para. Now it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. In the Brahma Bhuta stage means self-realization of transcendental position, that I am not this matter, I am spirit soul. This realization is called Brahma Bhuta. We are Brahma, we are not matter. But somewhere or other we have been in contact with the mind, matter. Therefore, out of ignorance, I identify myself with this material body. But actually, we are not matter. That we can understand. If I have been matter, then as soon as my dead body is there, no matter can revive the life. Now they have made so much scientific improvement, material science improvement. Now suppose there is a body, dead body. Now if the living force was something material, then bring something material and inject in that dead body and get him up again. No, that is not possible. Because that spiritual thing is gone. And we have no control over the spiritual, spiritual thing. The spirit soul, that is a superior nature. We have been simply informed in Bhagavad Gita that is a superior nature. This is inferior nature. So this inferior nature is my bondage. I am not this inferior nature. Krishna says, Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram yavim. So as soon as we become, revived to our position, Brahma Bhuta, then with our first symptom will be Prasannatma. Prasannatma. And we shall be joyous. Prasannatma, nasochati, nakankati, there will be no lamentation and no hindrance. But the difficulty is that even if we rise up to the Brahma Bhuta state, and if we do not get to the service of Krishna, then there is possibility of falling down again. That information is in the Arujyata chena parama padam tata padamti adha ana jitadusma langha. That's why you may rise very high in the sky, but if you have no shelter there, if your aeroplane or Sputnik fails, then again you fall down. Again you fall down. So, if you rise up to that stage that you can attain some planet and take your rest there, then there is no possibility of falling down. But so long you are in the sky, there is every chance of falling down. Every chance. Similarly, simple understanding of Brahma Bhuta says, will not help me unless I get shelter and the Krishna. As soon as I get shelter and the Krishna, as soon as I engage myself in the service of Krishna, then there is no chance of falling down again into this material. Because there is engagement. Our nature is that we want some engagement. Param drishtani vartate. Just like a child. Child is playing all day and doing mischief in the house. So He cannot be stopped. He must keep doing. He must be given some engagement. If he is given some engagement, some placings, and if his attention is diverted there, then he will stop mistake making in the home. Otherwise, I will be endangered to ourselves. He is gone. Gone. Therefore, we must have spiritual engagement. Simple understanding that I am free soul will not help me. Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma, Brahma-bhuta state, situation, is that I am not matter, I am spirit. That's all right. But you have to sustain the spirit. How you can sustain? You can sustain when there is spiritual engagement. Otherwise, it will not work. Otherwise, I may continue for some time, but there is chance of falling down, because we have got this information and a practical experience also. Yogis and jnanis, they again come. We have some practical experience, and sometimes we find a person leaves all worldly engagement, leaves his friend, gives up his family connection, becomes a renowned sadhak, sannyasi, and high sadhak. And then, after some time, he becomes engaged in opening hospitals and philanthropic work and in politics. You have seen? You have denounced the world where you are in hospital-making business. The hospital-making business is there, going on by the government, by the state. You are not meant for making hospitals. You have to make hospitals how people can get rid of this material body. That is spiritual activity. We also require to open hospitals. And what is a hospital? To cure this material disease, not this temporary disease. Again, it may be attacked. The complete cure of material disease, that sort of hospital is required. That hospital is the Krishna consciousness society. If you take treatment under the Krishna consciousness society, then we shall be cured of this material disease. Otherwise, we shall be again attacked with some kind of body. Vashamsi jinnani jathabi haya. Just like we change our dresses from one dress to another. Similarly, this body to another body, transmigration of the soul. But we are meant for now completely ceasing to have any material body in the next life. That should be our aim of life. That is called, that knowledge is called the purest knowledge. Nahi jnaneva sadvisam pavitramya. That knowledge is the purest knowledge. Tathana yoga samsidya kalena atmani jindati. Now, by becoming Krishna consciousness, by this yoga, bhakti yoga, it can be successful. Yoga samsidya. And in due course of time, he'll understand that yes, and in right path. Immediately you may be very doubtful whether I have accepted the right path or not. But in kalena, in due course of time, if you continue the process, therefore in the next verse it is stated, Sadhyava Labati Jana. Sadhyava, one who is faithful, he can take up this knowledge. Faithful. Those who are hesitating, those who have no faith, it is very difficult for them. We have to accept, because the method is standard and it is given by the highest authority, Krishna. So we must have such faith. Here is a thing, authoritative. Just like faith in any transaction, we must have some faith. Now suppose if I go to California from here, from New York. Now I purchased the ticket by going by air. Now, I have got this faith that this company, this aeroplane company, will take me to there. Maybe there may be some accident, but I have faith, I accept it. Yes, it will take me there. When we go to the barber shop, on faith we stretch our neck and the razor is going on. He may at once put into the neck. But in case we say, yes, we are not the faith, we will not do that. So without faith we cannot make promise. If in ordinary dealing we have to accept faithfully something, who knows that this aeroplane will take me to California, it will go down to hell in the oil. On the bus, there may be some accident. In the railway, there may be some accident. There is possibility. But on faith we accept. So if we want to make progress, we must have faith. And we have to keep our faith in the authority. We are not going to book our ticket in an authorized, unauthorized company. Those who are acknowledged company, we purchase their ticket to go to California. Similarly, here we must have faith in Krishna. If you have got this faith in Krishna or Lord Jesus Christ or whatever you may have, without faith, we cannot make progress. That is called faithful. And those who have no faith, they are called faithless. So here it is clearly stated, Suddhava Labhate Jnanam. Those who are faithful, they can make progress in this knowledge of spiritual advancement. Tatpara Sangita Indriya. And faith, how you become faithful? The Sangita Indriya. You have to control the senses. The whole thing is, our material existence is here because we want to gratify sense. That is the whole disease. So these things of spiritual advancement can be, enhanced when we agree at the same time, sanjata indriya. Just like if you are taking treatment of a physician, you have faith or life. And the physician says, don't do this. And if you do this, then what kind of faith you have? Physician, when he treats some patient, he prescribes something, don't do this and do this. Some do not, some do. Now, if I say, my dear physician, I have got all faith in you. Very good. But I cannot follow your instruction. He says, do not, I do it. How you can tell your faith? So, Saddhavan Labhate Jnanam Tatpara Samyate Indriya. You have to follow the instruction with faith. Then you get. You have to follow the instruction with faith. Saddhavan Labhate Jnanam Tatpara Samyate Indriya Jnanam Labdha Param Shanti Asirena Vikachati. And when the formula is properly executed and he attains to the stage of knowledge, then his property is Jnanam Labdha Param Shanti. He gets complete peace. Param Shanti. Complete peace. And that peace is very near to you. In the near future you will have, if you faithfully follow. When it lasts very long, Achirena means very near. Very near. Suddhava Labhati Jnanam Tatpara Sarvabhuti Indriya Jnanam Labdha. And when that stage is achieved, then you feel, oh, there is no happiest man in the world than me. That stage is that. Just like when the disease is pure, when disease, just like you have got some boil in the boil in the hand or some part of your body, and the physician says it has to be surgically operated. Now it says you undergo the surgical operation, and during the operation it may seem very severe. You may be feeling very severely, but when the process is out and it is branded, you feel relieved. My dear physician, you have done a great deal of work. You are injured. But when the operation is going on, you are just held. So, this is it. We say we have to accept the formula and we have to execute it. But if you do it, because the authority is there, we are keeping our faith not to a third-class person, to the supreme authority, Krishna. We have to understand first. Therefore, we have discussed this word, sabhijnanasam, sabhiddhi pranipatena. For attainment of knowledge, we have to approach such a person where we can keep our faith. If you are faithless, if you go somewhere where we cannot keep our faith, that is also necessary. We must find out such a person who is actually a work for keeping my faith. If we find out a third class of person and keep my faith, then there may be dangerous things. So here, Krishna is the most authorized personality. But anyone who is actually Krishna conscious, then you can accept him as the same as Krishna. Because a person fully in Krishna consciousness, he is the bona fide representative of Krishna. He is the bona fide representative of Krishna. So, to keep his faith on Krishna or to his bona fide representative is the same. So, that's the Dharma. If we follow Sanjita India with controlled senses, then your result is guaranteed. And you feel it. How you feel it? Just like you are hungry and if you are given some food stuff and you eat it, and as you eat it, you feel that yes, I am feeling satisfied. So you feel it. You won't have to ask anybody that whether I am making progress or not. You yourself will feel it. Achirena, shanti, what you feel, full peace, achirena, very full. Then, agnascha suddhanascha samsayatma vinastati. And those who are faithless or hesitating, they have no chance. Avyasya. That hesitation is due to also ignorance. Avyasya astadva dhana. And ignorant and faithless. Samsayasma. Hesitating. Vinasati. He is hopeless. Nayam lokastina parana sukham samsayasma. Anyone who is hesitating in accepting the principle of knowledge of Krishna consciousness, for him, not in this material world will be happy. And what to speak of his next life? If he has no faith, then even in this material world he will be unhappy. In material world is unhappy, he is already miserable, he will be more miserable. He'll feel always disturbed, miserable, the faithless. So, for a faithless, the situation is very fitting. Here is an authoritative version and the authoritative book, Bhagavad Gita, and spoken by the Lord Himself, Sri Krishna. And if we accept faithfully with confidence, that he is an authority, just to tell them that I don't have purchased any ticket from a recognized company. That's why I'm keeping my money in some bank, thousands of dollars. Why? We say. So they have created some thing. Otherwise, thousands and thousands of dollars are coming in the bank. Why? Then pay. Who knows the bank may tell or may not pay because the money is out of my hand. Now, they may not pay it. It may be. But because I have paid, I am putting my money there. So pay the future required. Where? Offer it. Where is offer it? Why we are putting our money in the bank? Because we have not paid. We have the confidence that this bank will not pay. Similarly, if we can keep our faith in an ordinary bank or a traveling agent, then we not keep our faith Krishna, who is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by all other big authorities, even by Shankaracharya, Ramanacharya, Lord Chaitanya, all of these. So we have to follow the footprints of great authorities. Mahajana Jena Gatasvapantha. He is here, just like we also follow others. Just like if I put some money in the bank, I see so many people are keeping their money, so I may also keep. So if Krishna has been accepted as the supreme authority by so many big men, why should we not keep our faith in Krishna or Jesus Christ? That's all right. We must keep our faith and faithfully we shall discharge our duties and if we follow that principle, the result is guaranteed. Thank you very much. Any questions? Well, the door is closed. Come here. This transcendental sound is a process of cleansing our mind. This is also transcendental sound. This is not ordinary sound. Keta Dakpana Marjanam. Well, the whole thing is due to our unclean mind. So this transcendental sound is the process of cleaning the mind. And in clean mind, we can accept transcendental subjects. Otherwise, it is sometimes disturbed. No negation? Senses. Yes. And here the senses, we have got our transcendental senses. Now, it is covered. Just like in our disease condition, the same hand, the same nose, same ear are there, but we feel something extraordinary. Oh, my head is headache. Oh, my hand is burning. Right. But when the disease is cured, then you don't feel that sensation. So, senses we have got, that is our spiritual sense. So we have to revive our spiritual sense. We are not senseless. As spirit soul, we have got our original senses. But that senses are now covered by this material contamination. Just like my senses, my hand burned during fever, due to the fever. But when the fever is removed, when I get free from the fever attack, then I feel nice. Similarly, we have got our senses. When we are free from this material contamination, then we have got a proper use of the sense and enjoyment. We have to work for that person. And if we, in our disease condition, we go on satisfying the senses, then the disease will be aggravated. So for the present, we have to control the senses, just to get us cured from this material disease. That is it. You are not to kill your senses. That is not it. Because your hand is burning due to some disease, or it is physician says, all right, cut off this hand. Or that is not treatment. The treatment is that sensation, that burning sensation should be cured. Hand should leave as it is. So we have got all desires, we have got all senses, spiritual, and we have to revive that. And that Krishna consciousness will help us. To revive our original status of senses. And that original status of senses, that sense of enjoyment will be spiritual. That will give us real. Sukham aptam sukham jat atindriya grahyam is fine in the Bhagavad Gita. That happiness, happiness perceived by the senses is beyond this material sense. And in the Narada Bhakti Sutta also is fine that Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Vishya Sarvapadhi Vinimuktam Tatparatena Nirmala. When our senses are freed from all designation, just like due to fever, I am feeling some extra sensation in my hand. That is a designation. When that designation is free, then I come to my normal state. Similar at the present moment, due to this covering of material body, I have got different designated sensations. I am using my senses under some designation. So you have to get free from this designation. That is the whole spiritual process. You haven't got to kill your senses. And that will help you when you are in Krishna consciousness. It is beyond the topic. Just like we have taught something on some subject matter, Krishna consciousness is the highest knowledge. So, we have heard so many things about this. If there is any doubt about that statement, you can ask something. That was my point. Otherwise, any question?
That's what I was saying.
So you can ask any question on the topic if you are already finished.